grab one with the rope.
I call a special meeting of the Sheridan Fire District to order. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting begins at 6:31. Good job.
Roll call, Carol?
Here.
Tammy?
Here.
Ray?
Here.
Pete?
Here.
And I'm here. Okay, new business. West Valley Fire discussion.
This is a known matter. What I've done is I've attached our original proposal, which is your second page, and then West Valley's counter proposal, and then the last page was an idea that I've changed my mind on. So we'll talk about that when we get there. The main thing is we've, if you'll see from the first page itself, we, Larry and I did some math, and the minimum amount that we could not affect our citizens and offer additional assistance to West Valley was the $250,000. We have discussed this item already once. Does anyone need to be updated on it? Are we okay? The parameters, there is not a contract written as of yet. What we've asked for in the agreement is to allow us to build the contract meeting the needs of everyone involved, thus controlling the outcome or the verbiage. So,
prevent the next blood cells from entering and causing.
If we can, review this. If we can, if anyone wants to go through it, it specifically hasn't changed as it was sent it out a couple of weeks back. Specifically, it is a contract for services based on a quarterly payment. We're going to add some additional verbiage to it once we can get a ballpark agreement with West Valley, and it'll be a little bit more specific.
You're probably going to cover this, but that quarterly payment, is that going to be a prepayment and not a postpayment?
To meet the quarterly payment, we would ask that we start that in January when we take over. If we
should be at the beginning of each quarter.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And that way it works out in the end. Again, we've heard a tentative yes, but we don't know what the results are as yet. We do have in there with a discussion possibly for up to 3 years. I'd like to, a caveat to this is Chief Warden and I have met multiple times. He is in agreeance. I will not speak for the tribe, obviously. But they have spoke to the tribal council, and some of the items that West Valley has agreed to, that's between the tribe and West Valley. All I can do is tell you hearsay. I don't know what the vote is. I was told that the council did approve it. The tribal council did approve it, but I don't know for sure. This will have to come from Chief Warden. But the main thing is that the ball is now in our court, per se. And we can discuss specifics when we can agree upon the number is where I'm going. Anyone have any questions about this first page? So one of the things that I wasn't very specific on, because we did discuss it after we first looked at this, and now I need to add it in the future, is, and I would like to discuss it again to make sure I'm on the same page with everyone, is that we have said we will not be in agreement on putting an ambulance within West Valley's fire station at the moment. I would like to open the floor for discussion to make sure that I am not speaking out of line.
This was a concern that was brought up at their last meeting when they, you know, up there, the polls I think we were listening to.
Yeah, I was listening.
was they were concerned that they were shelling out $275,000 and not having an ambulance sitting in their station. So I don't know. I know that we had discussed that, but we weren't going to do that.
Well, we discussed putting something up here.
Possibly, yeah, possibly that, you know, splitting it up. You know, I think one thing that maybe wasn't clear to their board members, or maybe it was, but that $250,000 that we said only hires three personnel, and it takes six to run a 24/7 medic.
Right.
So they're not paying for a whole ambulance. And I know, to me, that was my perception of what was being conveyed by one of their board members, why they were having so much contention, was that they were paying for all the staff for this medic, and they in fact are not. So, you know, I think maybe I'm speaking out of turn or too bluntly, but
this is open discussion.
You know, my thing is, we're stepping up to help them out, and more so help their citizens out. And I want to make that very clear. That is why I am for doing this, is to help the citizens of that agency, not that board. And we are doing it, and we are putting ourselves out there with various things that could affect us adversely if this doesn't go well. And, you know, I don't feel like I want to have my feet held over the fire that they're going to make demands on how we're going to do it.
Well, I would think that if they were paying for 24/7 ambulance, then they could afford to do it themselves and they wouldn't need our help. So, I mean, to me, this is the compromise. You pay for the service, we cover your area, but we can't sit out there and be running back to our area.
Anyone else?
It's not just the personnel. We're providing the medic,
we're
monitors, all the equipment, the medical supplies. We're hiring the people. We're doing the bulk of the costs are coming at our taxpayers' expense.
We're managing.
And we'll get service from that when there's two calls in our area. But it's not just the three people. They have three. We have three. We have a sizable chunk of our taxpayer money. And my concern is what our taxpayers are going to say when they find out we're moving that down there to their station.
I don't think
we're trying to build a trust back with our taxpayers and show them that we're taking care of them. There's a levy coming up. There's all kinds of things out
exactly.
there. And I do not want it to backfire against us with our own people.
That's my concern,
you know,
too.
My point is always our taxpayers first. That's
right.
Who we work for. So,
and you know, I have been pushing since early last year that I would like to see if we ever got to the point where we could have extra medic services to get something out here on this end, because it's way too long to get a medic out here. I mean, the way it was, a call that was up at the end of Gooseneck, let's just say, could be serviced faster from West Valley than it could be from our main station. So, you know, we've got a lot of area out here, and I, you know, so I would either, you know, I don't want to set somebody down there when it's our people, it's our taxpayers, and we need to respect those citizens.
Well, I agree with what Pete's saying, because, you know, to have a shared vetting, shared staff sitting at Little Miner Station is not a good look for us when we're trying to get a levy passed.
Yeah.
So when it's perfectly clear, I would entertain a motion to that effect, just so that they, because there was, I mean, Chris was saying, no, they're not doing it. Someone else said, well, no, someone else told us they were. So to make it perfectly clear, could I have a motion to that effect, please?
Well, I would make a motion that if we do go into this contract, that one of the stipulations is that we do not house the ambulance at West Valley.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. So that should be pretty clear. All right. So moving on to the agreement itself. So for the 275, they had requested page three.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They had requested financial services and administrative services.
For $25,000?
Yeah. I personally am not in favor of taking on their financial situation. I think that's something that they need to. They need to pay their own bills. They need to figure out their own budget. That's something that they need to do. And that's one of the things that's kind of got us in trouble. I mean, Susan's been working on this for 4 months now, because you started working on it before we took over, and we're still figuring it out. Now, granted, theirs is not going to be quite as complicated because they were never the host. But still, I think that they need to be paying their own bills. I think it should have been that way all along, to be honest. That's my opinion.
I think, number one, we don't have the manpower, person power, bandwidth, whatever you want to call it, to do somebody else's financials. I mean, this woman is strapped, and she's not even a full-time employee.
Yeah.
So to even consider taking that on is not an option. And quite frankly, having our admin take on any additional is also, in my opinion, not an option, especially for $25,000. I mean, you can hire a secretary at an entry level for that. So these guys, like I said earlier, we are strung from here to, you know, where and back. They don't have
any more chairs. What's your guess?
So I'm not in favor of supplying admin services to them at all. I think, honestly, that this is part of where they need to come up with a plan. That board needs to figure out how to hire somebody in that actually takes on that portion, even if it's a part-time person to start. Comes in and starts looking at a plan to get people back on staff there and change the atmosphere there. And looking at this, looks to me like they're wanting us to do that. And we've got enough of this ourselves that we need to do. Right. We don't need to take on a whole nother. We can help them out while they're working on that. But I don't want to see our people. Right. And I'm strapped with
them. I'm going to jump on.
Yeah, let me, because I asked these two this question earlier. I think they're going to throw me out. So short term, what's the goal we're looking at as far as what's up?
Our goal or their goal?
Well, our goal.
Our goal is to help them out for as short a period of time as we can, so we can concentrate on our own people. Because this is just extra for us.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I think the decision needs to be made in looking at this, and it should become very apparent in a short amount of time if they're going to be able to work themselves back into being able to do this again. If they're not, then our goal should be, how do we transition this into a permanent situation and make it work?
And a much bigger picture.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So short term to help them up. So that was kind of the idea.
Yeah. And so, I just want to add one thing to what Carol said. With that, my concern is, I don't have the concern that these guys can do it, because their services that they're going to need are not going to be dramatic, because they don't have that many people. They have nothing really. But we haven't even got up and rolling. We haven't even got rolling. Since we have started, our whole system has been in constant flex of adding people, changing people, trying to straighten the books out. If we had a good system already, and we were like clockwork and there was nothing else changing, then I could think we could talk about it. But I think we've got too much going now to take on. And to me, it's almost the same way that whole process went for the last 2 years with the 190 agreement. Everything happened too fast. Nothing was thought through and processed to do it strategically. It was like, oh, we need to do this, and we just jump. And we never got to get in a rhythm of saying, okay, this is going and it's good. Plus, you know, I heard the comment made at their last meeting, was that, well, we could hire Les and Larry, and Les is great at writing grants, so they can write all the grants and get us grant money. If we're going to be writing grants, we're going to be writing them for our district. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but yeah, we needed our help too.
Okay.
So, just
Pete,
I'm kind of curious what Les and Larry have to say in this regard.
Well, you want to go there? As Harry said, he did stop by and ask us a couple of questions, and it was based on short-term, long-term goals. With anything that you take on administrative-wise or responsibility for, we have to have a plan. And the plan is based on establishing a service that is viable and sustainable for literally two different areas. So we have to be very careful about the committal portion of this, because we are telling a neighboring community that we are going to provide them with service that we cannot back off of. Meaning it's life or death, and I don't mean to make it sound so dramatic, but it is. We are potentially helping citizens out when they're sick or hurt or whatever nature. And the main thing is the short-term goal is stabilizing the situation, maybe building back some of the confidence in the community. They will get somebody when they call. And right now they're getting a group from Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, and they're getting an occasional first responder from West Valley, but they're also getting an ambulance from Sheridan. The concern is, though, there is a ripple effect that's occurring based on the fact that we have neighbors on either side of us that are short-staffed. And that short-staffing has caused a little bit more stress upon our organization that normally doesn't exist. So when Larry and I first started talking about this, we immediately went to how do we relieve the stress on our own people first and our citizens who've entrusted us to provide this protection. And with that being said, we initially said no, because we're still getting our feet under us. We're unraveling. I use the term onion on this because there's so many layers to this thing. And we're doing a really good job. And thanks to Susan and other people in the office that are helping us understand the situation. And at that point, we became a little bit more comfortable with our current situation. And when West Valley has approached us, we said we would discuss it. And our discussions have always been of the positive nature. How can we help? What can I do? We're going to stretch ourselves thin, let's be clear. But how can I serve the citizens of Sheridan first and help our people next to us? That is the short-term goal. And that's immediate. The long-term goal is the same, except for maybe mentoring and helping West Valley understand that there is potential for growth, viability, and improvement if the goals of not arguing and getting upset over the things that they cannot control. We are hoping that our board can be the example, or other boards can be the example for the right way to do things. And it sounds like they're doing a really good job right now of controlling some of it. But the main thing is for our long-term goal is they can show sustainability on their own. And specifically looking at the numbers, there is a potential there for financial stability, but also looking at the numbers, it makes me extremely nervous that it's going to take more than what we're going to be able to provide for them to get out of this hole. And that's honesty from us. And we don't mean to be offensive in any way, but we want them to know that we support them. We want to help them any way we can, but we're riding a really fine line on, we could potentially fall into a sinkhole with them if we don't watch what we're doing and how we do it. And in public perception, whether anybody agrees with me or not, I will look in the eyes and tell you, I've experienced it here. You get the wrong public perception, you're going to lose anything you ask for. And I need the citizens to know that we are here for all of them.
Very fine line. And we need to not harm our district. We want to help the neighboring district. Very fine line between being right and the perception.
Well, I agree with what Les is saying. You know, we definitely want to take care of ourselves and take care of our citizens, but we do want to help. So I'm, what I'm hearing at this point is that we definitely don't want to do financial services for it. We probably don't want to do administrative services either. We need them to take care of their own, whether they hire a part-time or what they do. So that comes down to the dollar figure. They offered us an extra $25,000. I mean, our offer was $250 to supply an ambulance, a staff ambulance 24/7 at our station. So we would have two ambulances able to respond. Is that where we're staying? I'm seeing yes, 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 yes.
I would feel better if on the admin portion. I would feel better and I would feel comfortable with it if I ever saw any kind of a plan coming out of that board. This is our goal. This is our plan. This is where we are. This is where we want to see ourselves. But I haven't seen any of that. And I'm afraid that they're going to think that $25,000 isn't going to pay for these two to be there 50% of the time. And it absolutely is not.
No.
Well, and I guess I can speak for this because I was the only one on the board that went through that full 190 agreement from start to finish and before. When we started out on that, it was the 40-40-20 split, which meant the chiefs should have been giving 40% of the time to those two districts and 20% to the other, just like the split of the finances, you know, were. And that never happened. There was so much discombobulation when we started that it was probably easily taking 70% or more of the time in that district. And we talked about that at some of the board meetings, and Sheridan's board at that time said, hey, we get it. They've got a lot of things to get figured out. The chief's going to have to work really hard to get that going out. And we were willing to let that go. And so, you know, we weren't getting our fair share of admin services for quite some time, and maybe never through the duration of that. And I don't want to get back into that position. I think we're going back to a standalone district at this point. Now we're having to take, you know, some of this extra duties on. I want us to get our feet under us and on the ground and running before we do commit to anything else.
Anyone else?
Hard to argue against that.
Yeah.
Well, you've got all these people in the room being taken care of. And if we take on too much, they're not going to be taken care of.
All right. And I've made a promise, and I'm going to keep it to every bit of my abilities to take care of our staff.
They have to be. It's like I told you, if you two aren't taking care of our community, you can't take care of our community.
And we're going to take every measure we can to make sure that they're provided with all the tools they need, emotionally, physically, whatever you can think of, to provide the best service we can. Mm-hmm. And that's our number one goal. Since you brought them up, and I know the kids right behind me.
She put that in her way.
Would any of you like to say anything before we make a decision?
And I think you guys are making good points, and you're on the right track. And that's probably the fear of the union members that I've talked to, is that if we put too much into an additional project, that we're going to lose traction. And the last couple months, as we talked about it, like listening to board meetings and dealing with a new administrative team, our work happiness and satisfaction has gone up. Even being in, you know, being out of our station and having to jump through those hoops, that has been way more blissful for sure. And we don't want to see that lost. And I came from West Valley, and I have a heart for the people of Willamina, and I don't want to see us leave them out to dry, but I think maybe the expectations of that offer are most on their end.
So I would add to what Michaela's saying that, you know, the reality is they need something more than $25,000 that's going to offer and be able to give. And I believe it would be a disservice to accept that money and not be able to give them what they need to get back on their feet. I think it would be the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. And with the right discussion, we can help. Mm-hmm. Meaning if they need to hire additional personnel, we can help them get that going. We're not going to leave them out of the job. You don't have to pay me for that because it's part of the fire service as far as I'm concerned. And it's the right thing to do. And, you know, that's just a little discussion for me.
Well, it sounds like we've got people knocking on our doors. So maybe once things change over there, you know, it's not the $25,000, they'd be better off to take that plus some and put it into a part-time chief or part-time deputy chief or whatever. Somebody to lead it over there and a supplement as far as staffing goes. Something to get them moving forward instead of back.
Well, and I heard the comment made by the chief over there during that ASA meeting that there was discussion of possibly having the city help them out with their financial person and stuff. And so maybe that's where they need to look if they can't, you know, get it here.
And the last thing we need is to be arguing with their board over whether the admin staff is spending the right amount of time in one district
right.
or the other.
Well, and that's a game changer right
yeah.
there. We won't do.
Well, I think, you know, if their goal is to get back on their feet, I think it behooves them to have a chief and their own financial person and start taking care of their own business. I think that's going to help them to receive what it's done for us. I mean, so, you know, I believe the same thing, if that's their goal is to get back on their feet, we can help them by making sure that there's an ambulance available or more available than what they are now.
Right, so they don't have to be concerned with their
So take that off their plate for a while. So,
The biggest goal is to wean them off of us and get them standing on their own again.
Yeah,
I mean that to me would be what we're wanting.
Sure. So yeah, I think we're getting down to a point, and they're running out of time. If we're going to go ahead and propose that back to them, would this be maybe our final offer? So this is where we're at. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're willing to do so that they can figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, it is a little concerning that their plan just seems to say, well, we'll let Sharon take care of it.
Yeah, we'll throw a little more money and let you handle it. And
yeah,
that's
not the best.
Well, the first 30 days, the first 30 days from when they received the letter, they didn't do anything, nothing. And then they asked for an extension and threw this back at us. And that's not creating a plan. That's, you know, and to hear things that were said about us paying their dispatch and us doing this and that. I mean, that's just, I don't mean to be hard and cold, but this is pretty gracious
too.
On our side to be able to even do it. So to sit and try and get us to pay all the little tiny bills so that they can move forward, that's not working together.
Any other discussion? Pete, right?
Grace got something on his mind.
It's
a little slippery though.
Go ahead. We're all for that.
It slipped away.
No.
What do you think about it? So looking at what Les has written here, so we're going to, our proposal is to take out their counteroffer of the additional $25,000 for chief and financial services. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. Go back to the original staffing that ambulance
at 250.
Right. And not staging an ambulance actually at West Valley.
Yeah.
And the specifics, we need to, I'll be a little bit more specific before I speak with Eileen about this. She is aware that she's going to be billing us a contract. I want to make sure that we get a motion yes from West Valley
before we
start spending
money.
Yeah. I'm assuming since they countered off at a higher rate that they're going to review this, make a decision. So hopefully sooner rather than later so we can continue forward with our plans. We still 2 to 4 weeks onboarding. We still have people that we're onboarding currently that it takes time. So we're hoping that the relevancy here and the limited time frame is known.
Can you put a deadline on it so that this board isn't happening to do emergency meetings to address their issue?
We meet, we're scheduled to meet the 13th, a Monday, for a regular meeting, because we do it on Monday because we have a badge thing ceremony and other things that are going to occur. I would say it'd be reasonable to ask for an answer by then, because I think they know what they need to do. I can't speak for them. I want to be clear, but I think that's probably fair.
Well, they need to be back to the commissioners by 15.
Yes.
And so, just for clarification, I know that I think I've verified this with you, but I want to make sure everybody else understands. As of January, as of this week, they have no staff, period. Their two remaining staff transferred to Southwest Polk, correct? No? Is that not correct now?
One of them is still, it's going to go to a different department. He's still employed through end of January, I believe. It'll depend on when Southwest pulls their people out of.
We've been told by.
They started today.
They're still staffing that ambulance.
In Los Valley.
They're occasionally still doing that.
But they don't technically have any employees, is what I'm getting at. So when that 190 agreement ends at midnight on December 31st, there's nobody there.
That's where I'm getting.
Also, firsthand, we've been told by one of their chief officers that they plan on pulling their Southwest Polk employees back to protect Southwest Polk, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And I just, again, we don't know when, how, or what. That's why we've been trying to be proactive with this entire process. There's a lot of responsibility and a quick glance here that could cause a lot of hardship for our people as well, and we don't want that to happen.
Right.
What about volunteers out there? Are there any volunteers?
I can speak of 2 to 3. They come to our meetings. They come to our trainings. That is going to be something that, if given an opportunity to talk about with them, that's one of the priorities. There's 3,000 people in there. They've got to be able to have a volunteer push of some kind. That's the first step.
One thing missing from this counteroffer is when it will start.
True. January 1.
And I think it's going to be January 1 because Southwest Park pulls out.
You know, it has to, but yet if we can't step up to it, how?
Yeah.
That's why it's critical that we hear back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because that will give us 2 weeks to staff up.
Which isn't really enough either.
No, but it's a start.
We have some in the pipeline, but it's going to be difficult. I'll be very clear.
There have to be some sort of verbiage for that first 30 days to cover us so that there isn't an expectation that we will immediately be fully onboarded.
So just to be clear, there is going to be a communications plan as well, meaning we are going to inundate our community in a bulletin and any paper that I can get into. It's going to cost a little money, but I need everyone to know what we're doing and why we're doing it. Then it's going to have to be spread word of mouth. There's, you know, so many ways we're going to have to get this out here. And the main thing I know everyone is going to be able to convey is the fact that we're doing this because we care, but also we don't want anyone to think that we are not putting our citizens and our employees first.
But even beyond that, in the contract, I think what Ray is alluding to, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that we won't have the staff to do a 24/7, two ambulances.
Right, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
And so we need to be able to put some sort of verbiage in there.
We can. This is probably not the place for me to really talk about the operations portion of this. We've spoken about this. It would entail some overtime to get started, but we can do this. But let's, if it's okay, I'd like to take these first steps and then we can discuss operations. I really think we should probably have a executive session when we talk about the contract itself.
Yeah.
That's a concern that we should share with Eileen.
Absolutely. We'll have her on the entire time, or I'll ask her that.
Yeah, when she starts drafting it, to know that there's something in
some
there.
Concerns.
Yeah.
Okay. So is our counter back, basically what Les has provided here, minus the stuff in red. So
yes.
I do request that maybe to cut through the channels, if you would speak directly to Chris,
I can do that.
And that way he can tell you what exactly he would need from us to move forward. If they agree to this, or you know, when they have a meeting, we can immediately go after.
All right. Do you know when the next meeting is, right?
I believe it's Tuesday. Or Thursday.
This week.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about the right time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I called Chris. I called him to let him know about this meeting, make sure we knew about
sure.
it. So I can do that. All right. Do I have a motion for a proposal? Adding the January 1st.
Yeah.
So I move that we do our counter proposal back to them with everything that's highlighted in blue, our original proposal. Minus the West Valley's counter proposal, the items in red.
So that's the $275 a year in request for Chief of Financial Services. We're going to delete that.
Right.
And start with January 1.
And that is going to include the verbiage that was in our original proposal of no involvement. It's a contract. For employment, you know, for example,
that's obviously not who reports to who.
Yeah, I know that was in our original, but it's I don't see it.
Just down below, it's right there.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, it's below the red.
Okay, all right, I missed
it.
So,
sure,
yeah, I get it now. Yeah,
okay, so let's go in there.
Okay,
did you want to add in that the ambulance will be at West Valley or at Sheridan, not West Valley?
I think we made that as a separate motion. That should be pretty clear. And obviously the contract, you know, fair and equitable for is you know everyone. And it's going to be very specific, but we're just not there just yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. And then you added the start date.
January 1. Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries.
Can I ask one question? Because I did hear the comment made during the ASA meeting is that once we get the verbal yes and we start that, can we start writing stuff up to get it to YCOM so they can start switching everything over because it is going to take them a while to
Patty did ask us to give as much notice as we can.
Yeah.
And again, it'll be this Thursday. I'm going to listen in, obviously. I don't attend. I probably should attend in person in case there's any questions, but we'll see what my schedule does. I'll definitely be listening. So I'm just checking my schedule to see.
Set at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, whatever we can do for YCOM.
Right.
Yeah, so I just think as soon as we get a okay that we need to get the particulars to them because they're going to have to figure out where that dividing line is and how all of that's going to work.
So assuming that they can approve this on their Thursday meeting, our 13th meeting, we want to have an executive session to discuss this with Eileen.
You should. Sounds like yes.
We can lay out the plan to her. I'll write something up, a draft,
yeah.
Okay. And then we can discuss it.
We just need to let her know.
Yes.
Because we want her on during that session. So,
so it won't be part of it. Just a clarification, did we say that Monday was going to start at 6 because of the ceremony?
Yeah. See, I have to go back and look at my email. Yes, 6 is what we said.
If not, we need to.
No, I am 6, so yeah. And I think that's what I told you.
If not, we need to.
Yeah. No, it is. It's at 6.
Okay. Audits. We talked about hiring an auditor. I don't think we've officially done that.
I asked Susan to reach out to Acuity because I felt like the $9,500 for 3 years was punishing us for 3 years. And I understand this year is going to be with us. So she did reach out to them and they have,
they said they'd do $9,000 the following 2 years if we were to do the 3 year contract.
Okay.
So
that's a little less.
$1,000
yeah.
saving.
Yeah.
So I think that that's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So any questions? Would move that we would go with Acuity and let her get started so they can do the extension that we're going to need. And
okay.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. That's all I have on my agenda for this evening.
Just one question.
Oops.
Do you have something else? Go ahead.
Well, we got audience participation.
Oh, I just said for the good of the order, I was just, did we get the lock situation out here rectified?
I wouldn't say anything else right now.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Okay.
All right, audience participation. Please identify yourself and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Is there anybody like to speak at this time? I'm looking over my shoulder here.
What about online? Would anyone online like to say anything?
All right,
thank you for listening.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 7:13.
Good job.